How Old Are You? By Northern Legacy.
How backing old?
Twilight screeched at the top of her lungs as she stared at the two alicorns in front of her.
4.6 billion years old,
Celestia said casually as she sipped her tea from a jewel-encrusted cup. Twilight's jaw dropped as she struggled to comprehend what she was hearing. She looked over to Luna, hoping to see her snickering and laughing at what has to be a joke, but no laughter could be heard as she opened her mouth to speak.
I'm 4.4 billion. Do ponies not know this? I thought we made sure to let them know around 3 millennia ago.
Luna questioned as she absentmindedly stared at her coffee. The amazing smelling but bitter liquid had frozen solid once it touched her lips. Being the moon's incarnate had its drawbacks, the main one being that anything would either freeze or turn incredibly cold once it touched her.
Yes, I remember signing that bill,
Celestia said as she sipped her tea that was at boiling point and beginning to evaporate. Like Luna being the incarnate of a celestial body had its drawbacks, like food incinerating or drinks evaporating.
Meh,
she said as she threw her teacup behind her. The liquid then hit a servant who walked into the room at the worst moment possible, who proceeded to run out of the room, screaming.
Oops,
Celestia said. Twilight almost fainted.
This couldn't be possible,
she thought.
This has to be a prank.
She looked up at the alicorns who were staring down at her.
You can't be that old. Your bodies shouldn't be able to... I can't... I refuse to believe that!
Twilight yelled at the literal gods in front of her.
Trust me, Twilight. We are most definitely as old as our celestial bodies. I remember when I first formed. I thought I was going to be a miniature planet, but no. The universe backed me and now I'm a desolate rock.
Luna sneered as she too threw her frozen coffee over her shoulder, which put a hole in the wall.
Oh yes, I remember your little temper tantrum when you ended up being desolate.
Celestia chuckled.
You almost crashed into Equus. He wasn't too happy about that.
I apologize to him already,
Luna said in embarrassment as she recalled almost killing the two of them and all life in the known universe.
Equus? He? Is the planet alive?
Twilight screeched in a voice so loud it was almost inaudible. Celestia and Luna both nodded. Twilight couldn't believe it. She was standing on a living planet that was surrounded by two other living celestial bodies. She shakily stood up and walked to the balcony.
I need some fresh air,
she said and opened the balcony door, only to be blocked by a massive sage green alicorn with a dirt brown mane. He was really tall, just slightly shorter than Celestia.
Some pony said my name?
He spoke in a firm, yet kind voice. He entered the room as Celestia and Luna stood up and rushed over to him.
Equus!
Brother!
They both yelled as they tackled him. He let out a oof as his older and younger sister tackled him and smothered him in hugs. He laughed and returned the favor. Twilight watched the almost comical scene unfold in front of her. Here there were the two, no, three most powerful beings known to ponykind, rolling around on the floor, hugging each other. Twilight let out a loud cough and the three stopped instantly and stood up blushing.
Twilight,
Celestia spoke in an excited voice.
Meet my younger brother Equus. Equus, meet Twilight, my personal student.
Hello, young one,
the green alicorn said as he looked down at her. Twilight looked back with a mixture of emotions. Excitement, curiosity, fear, and confusion.
Celestia and Luna have a brother,
she thought to herself.
Celestia and Luna have a brother.
Twilight giggled. earning a look of confusion from all three alicorns. She sat down and began hyperventilating while the three looked at her in concern and confusion.
Was it something I said?
Equus spoke up in a confused voice.
Oh no, you have nothing to be worried about. She does this a lot when she finds out something shocking,
Luna said while she watched the scene unfold. Celestia stifled a giggle while Equus just sipped his drink which he magicked up. Luna glared at him as he drank, but she wouldn't give to be able to drink something that wasn't being constantly superheated. Leaving Twilight to get over the fact that Dyarks had a brother, Celestia went up to her younger brother and asked him something on her mind.
Why haven't you visited in so long? It has have to been at least 300 years since I last saw you,
Celestia asked curiously.
Well, when you're responsible for stopping most natural disasters from eradicating all life, and having to painstakingly and slowly move the continents, and blow the wind in the sky, and form mountains, and...
He was cut off by Celestia's hoof on his lips.
All right, I get it. Your job is hard and long,
Celestia giggled.
But may I remind you, you only exist because I had leftover material after I formed?
They were so distracted talking to each other that they didn't notice Twilight teleport out of the room and reappear with all sorts of science equipment and about 100 notepads. Equus yelped as a strange helmet that had wires connected to several scientific instruments was slapped onto his head by Twilight, who looked like she had just ran through a tornado. Her usually neat mane was ragged with bits of hair sticking up at random angles. She had an ear-to-ear grin that screamed psychopath as she began jotting down information from the machines, giggling all the while.
Twilight, I think you're overreacting a bit,
Luna said as Celestia and Equus struggled to get the helmet from his head. Twilight giggled like a maniac and looked at Luna.
I'm not overreacting! If anything, you're underreacting! You had a brother, and none of us knew! Why didn't you tell us this? Why?
Twilight said.
No talk! Too much information to process! Not enough time!
Twilight turned to a black duffel bag and pulled out a notepad, quill, and a large sledgehammer. Equus finally managed to pull the helmet off his head with help from his older sister and looked in confusion towards the small violet mare that was running at him with a sledgehammer.
Wait, what?
He didn't have time to react as the hammer smacked him over the head and shattered into a million pieces of. She immediately began jotting notes in her notepad and muttering to herself.
Sledgehammer shattered against cranium. No immediate effect.
She muttered as she jotted things down on her notepad.
Must try something else,
Twilight said and pulled a literal bucking flamethrower from the duffel bag. Celestia teleported the flamethrower to the sun and teleported Twilight back to her home in an instant.
Where did she get a Faust-damned flamethrower?
She thought before turning back to her brother, who was incredibly confused, and looked down at the now destroyed sledgehammer.
What in mother's name just happened?
He asked in a dazed voice as Luna stared at him worriedly. He stumbled to a chair and sat down, shaking his head from the dizziness.
Are you alright, big bro?
Luna asked as she looked up at her brother in worry.
I'll be fine, he said. If I can survive Celestia's fat flank walking on me every day, then I can survive a hammer to the head,
he said cheekily, as his older sister glared at him and tackled him to the ground. Luna watched her older siblings wrestle and looked out the window.
It's good to have the family back together,
she thought to herself, ignoring the ruckus in the background, when one thought crossed her mind.
If me and Equus exist only because Celestia had leftover material, does that make her our mother?
She said out loud to herself as her siblings joined her after finishing their wrestling match with Celestia, putting Equus through the table. Equus and Celestia opened their mouth to reply, but they couldn't think of anything to say. Celestia then got a grin on her face and levitated her siblings into the air.
Celestia, what the fuck?
Put us down, sister!
the younger two said as Celestia carried them out of the room.
Mommy says it's bedtime.
She giggled as she saw the color from her siblings' faces drain as they struggled against her magic while yelling. Celestia laughed as she carried her siblings towards the door while they yelled profanities towards her. She ignored them and said the most horrifying thing Equus and Luna had ever heard.
I think I still have your old baby blankets. No!
They screamed as the door closed. The guard outside their room watched as one of his princesses left carrying the other princess, and a green alicorn in her magic left the room screaming and laughing.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
The end.